They don't know. They're not sure. So I don't think he'll practice Wednesday. But if he can go at the end of the week, we'll give him a chance. I think that's probably the way we'll go. Yes. You know, I think it helps us on a number of fronts. You know, number one, just from an individual standpoint, TJ's gone in there, has played well. I think when he had the opportunity to play in Minnesota, I mean, that's a difficult situation to go into a big game like that on the road. You know, Monday Night Football, and it, you know, the team's behind. You're in a 2-minute drill, and you're in your pass blocking, you know, a damn good pass rusher. So I was very pleased with what I saw in Minnesota, and he stepped in there yesterday and played well. So he's responded very well, and I think every time he gets to have an opportunity to practice, you know, one position for the whole week, it's only going to help him. So he's aggressive. You see the things that he's coached to do on film. I thought he played very fundamentally sound in his time in there yesterday. I think he had about 16, 17 snaps. Didn't really know, to be honest with you. And if you look at the history of a number of our draft picks, a number of them have left tackle or tackle experience. And you know, part of that falls into the evaluation of the body type that you're looking for. So, you know, we really weren't quite sure how he would fit. And it's like anything. It's hard for the rookie players, particularly on the line, to place them into a rotation because, A, you want to find where they fit and let them train there, but the reality of them, the player being on the 53-man roster and then being on the 45-man roster, you know, how do you get that individual up on a 45? So that's the challenge. That's the challenge that we've been, you know, had upon us ever since, you know, Darren Collins, Tony Moore, Jason Spitz the first year. You've got to try to find the right combinations, and, you know, you learn as you go. You know, hopefully you can limit it to two spots as opposed to three spots, but it, you know, injuries play a big part of it. You know, we've had our linemen have missed games due to injuries, so and you play all the different combinations. Jason has low back spasms, so he was responding during the course of the week and did, you know, it just got to the point where, you know, he didn't think he'd be able to make it through the game. So it's communication like that that you appreciate because every player wants to play. But the ability to go with seven offensive linemen as opposed to going with eight offensive linemen, that was what we were looking at all the way up to Sunday at 10:30. And the fact that we didn't feel that he could potentially make it through the game is why we made the decision. So. But he's still, you know, he's still having some discomfort with his lower back. Well, you know, penalties are unfortunately part of the game. Nobody's happy about it. You know, more importantly, you know, I'm not happy about it. You work on it. You address every single one. You look at the film. Trust me, it's addressed. But it is part of the game. There are some judgment calls in some of these penalties. The pre-snap penalties I have no time for. They're totally unacceptable. I don't care who you are, what time of the game or so forth. You cannot play like that. So those are the things that we have in our system, the way we address them and so forth. But you know, some of these judgment calls, you continue to work on it. We do an excellent job, I feel, as far as the training and education of the players. On the rules and so forth, but the number was definitely way too high yesterday. No doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I have. Recently. Well, we'll see. I mean, hopefully we won't have to. It's part of the game. It's part of the mechanics of playing football. It's the things you work on, you train, and some of them come down to focus. You know, so some of them come down to, you know, the fundamentals of, you know, having your body in the right position. You get yourself in a bad spot, you know, as far as the movement to, you know, a particular play on either side of the ball, or, you know, with the special teams. I mean, we had a couple guys that have made some mistakes, probably in, you know, situations that they don't have a lot of experience in. So that's part of it too. And so you just continue to work through them. We're very well aware of the numbers, but, you know, it's important for us to address exactly what's on the film, make sure we're training it the right way, and keep working on it. We're looking to improve in all areas, you know, especially the ones that the numbers are not, you know, that don't look the way they're supposed to look right now. You get it? What you
thought? I think that he did do that on purpose.
Yeah, okay.
But as a coach, I mean, you don't think your guys are on this. I always think of penalty risk team like
Our players don't play outside the rules. You know, I don't see our players trying to play outside the rules to gain an advantage. So, to answer your question, I don't think we're not disciplined. We're probably not as clean as what we need to be, and that's what we're working to improve on. So, you know, we just got to keep working at it, and we're, you know, working on improving in that area, no doubt. Well, I think any time you have to come into this room or when you play a game and you have to sit here and talk about the one, you know, negative of the game, I don't think it reflects positively on what's going on. But it is part of our business and the way it's evaluated. I could trust in everybody involved. I mean, it's something that we're trying to improve on. So they're very well coached. They're very coachable players. I think they definitely try to play within the rules, and then that's the way we go about it. That was a good call. It was on Dietrich Smith. Yes. That's the communication I had on sideline and viewing the film this morning. I thought it was a good call. He was restricting the player. I haven't spoke to him, you know, personally about it, so I can't really answer that. I mean, they're pre-snap penalties. I mean, he's played a lot of football here. He was cheating the line of scrimmage in past situations and got himself in trouble on the illegal formations. Was it close? Yeah, I'm sure it was close. The film showed it, but, you know, you can't have four pre-snap penalties. He's been out for a couple weeks, and, you know, hopefully he'll learn from this. But I could answer your question. I haven't talked to him specifically. I didn't say anything about taking anybody out yesterday. I mean, that's definitely part of the, you know, that's an option. So I'm not happy about the penalties. They'll be addressed, and we're working to improve them. Well, that's a little bit of a loaded question. I mean, you always want to get more yards, and I'm sure Ryan Grant and Brandon would jump up here and say the same thing. I thought we ran the ball very well in the 4 minute. You know, I felt early in the game with the way they were playing us defensively, you know, we went a different direction, you know, for matchup reasons. But, you know, I thought the run game was productive. Is there room for improvement? Absolutely. You know, you're always looking to improve. But I thought when we put our foot down to run the football, I thought we ran it very well. With James Jones? Absolutely. I think, you know, the only real, you know, negative James ever had was the injury. I mean, last year he's been playing about 30 plays a game, and I had some opportunities yesterday, and, you know, he definitely cashed in on it. I thought both his receptions were, you know, one for touchdown, the other was for a first down. So he's, you know, even trying to play a little more on special teams. Yeah, I think James is improving, and we have all the confidence in the world, James. Got to work through that. I mean, we have, you know, obviously Charles and Tremont have done it, but, you know, we also work Brett Swain back there, so we'll probably take these next 2 days and make that decision. Depends on how you want to look at it. I mean, he's a positive back there. I mean, he handles the football very well. I think he does an excellent job of, you know, managing the wind games and so forth. I'm very, very impressed with Tremont Becker also. I thought Tremont's return was excellent. You know, just the way he put his foot down and the cut that he made up in the middle of the field and then bounced it to the right. So we feel like we have two very, very, you know, very qualified returners there. But, you know, they're also both starters, you know, with Tremont playing on the sub defense and Charles. I mean, that's injuries put you in those situations. Common threads. Our biggest issue yesterday in the sack area was just communication. We had some protection adjustments that the communication and protection unit was not intact. I mean, they're not supposed to run through our A gap and sack the quarterback. So, I mean, which has been different than what we've done in the prior weeks, where I actually felt the pass protection was very good yesterday, as far as the time Aaron had and the rhythm and the time clock that he was able to play into. But, you know, we've actually handled pressure defense very well, but we didn't, you know, we made some mistakes in that area yesterday. Well, they're all involved. The whole protection unit, the line, the quarterback, the running back, it's all tied together. That's more technique. That falls in the category of a protection adjustment. There's certain fronts, certain looks, certain combinations of pressures that you handle differently than a normal four-man rush. And that's what we classify it as, a protection adjustment. There's a name for that particular look that sack occurred on. And it's something that, I mean, I can't tell you how many times it's one of the first ones we practiced too in the slide protection. So the execution part of it was not clean. Well, I just had a chance to talk to the medical staff before coming in here. They feel Mark's going to need at least another week to get ready. You know, that was the consensus coming off of last week's work. So, at what point we put them in a team periods, that's really going to be their decision. And obviously, you know, the communication from Mark will play a big part in that. So he's got a body of work that he has to go through this week. So we're not even ready. I don't think we're ready for that yet. It's everything. I mean, you classify football shape. I mean, there's a reason why you go to training camp. Just the whole neurological process of, you know, your whole body getting beaten on, and the stress on his legs, and they just don't feel it's very smart to put him in there right now. And it's no different than what you did with Nick Barnett coming back from his injury, and you know it's the same process. How's it change? Well, I was very pleased with Clay and really the whole defense. I think we had 100%. Across the board as far as winning performances, and Clay was obviously one of the players that had a lot of productivity. I thought as a defense, we clearly played the most sound game plan all season, and that's what you're looking for, because when everything's in tune like that and everybody's where they're supposed to be and doing the things they're supposed to be doing and it's clean like that, I mean, it gives the opportunity for a lot of productivity. You know, I thought Clay had an excellent day from an individual standpoint, but you know, a big part of it was just the way it was all tied together. I mean, anytime you shut out an opponent, that says a lot in the National Football League. So I thought our defense had a big day yesterday. I think his conditioning is fine. He He looked like he played at a high level on the tape this morning, all four quarters. You know, it's just you know, the way the game goes, too. The way we started the game, you know, with those the plays that he had early were more base snaps. I think the defense had, what, 50 plays, really 48 plays, and I want to say only probably, what, 10 or 11 of them were really our base Okie and our big Okie. We played primarily 40 snaps and sub, so. Well, you know, I haven't shared it with the team yet, but I guess I haven't in the past either, huh? True. Okay. So I'll be consistent. Yeah, I'm sure you will. Offense will be Donald Driver. Defense was Clay Matthews and Al Harris. Special teams was special team Derek Martin. And then we had a big hit award to be Brett Swain. Not just the single out Aaron. I think the whole defense. I mean, that's the way you want to play, especially at home. You play dominant defense at home. I think the Chicago game, you know, if you take out, you know, a handful of plays here, that was close to being a dominant performance at home. You know, Cincinnati, we had some things that we could have did better, and in Detroit. I mean, you want to play great defense all the time, no doubt. But to play great defense at home is a definitely a big part of your success of winning home games. So I think the defensive as a whole got a lot of confidence from yesterday because, you know, especially where the game started. You know, Detroit has started very well in every game they've played in, you know, as far as their opening drives and their first quarter keeping defenses off balance. So for us to come out there with this, you know, established the game, those first four plays the way we did, you know, for Aaron, Camden, everybody, I thought it was a big boost of confidence for our defense. I don't ever lecture. I just answer the questions. I mean, really, it's ever how you want to view it. I don't want to say spin it, but we really do. I know I do. We really work at it. We look at it based on how we're going to play in the game. We know how we anticipate how they're going to play, and we just stay true to our performance. I mean, you're talking about the same team with a lot of the same players that played, you know, Pittsburgh tough the week before. So I mean, what do you want to take out of that? I mean, every game is a new game for a reason. That's why you play the games. I mean, there's a lot of analysis out there. There's a lot of statistics out there. But when that ball's kicked off, they really don't apply. I mean, you have to go out, and that's why you play the game. It's a ultimate team game, and you have to tie all 11 players together on each play. So that's really the way I view it. I don't know. We really haven't talked about, you know, anything. So I mean, but I know, you know, they're always, you know, talking and working players out and so forth. So, I mean, they're always very active. It's a year-round process. So we're always looking to get better. Yeah, I mean, without having the opportunity to talk, even, you know, correct Aaron on it, I mean, it's a throw he wished he had back. Well, I understand what the numbers. You know, I understand what your point is with the numbers, but it's the game of football. I mean, there's positives that you continue to build on, and there's some negative things that you have to look at. And penalties obviously falls in that category. We're not going out making the same mistakes every week. I'd have a true, you know, issue with that, but they do fall under the category of penalties. You know, how you want to classify them, so forth. That's all part of it. So, I mean, we educate our players. And once again, Greg, I mean, our players attempt to play within the rules. I mean, you see that. I don't see a bunch of flagrant, undisciplined individuals. But, you know, it's you go through the process with the league. You send the plays in. You have the conversations. You evaluate it. You know, sometimes it goes your way. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, it hasn't gone our way, but, you know, the numbers will reflect that. But we'll continue to work to improve in that area. Do I send a lot in? To be honest, we're probably a lot more selective than we have been in the past. I don't know if it's, you know, it's an administrative procedure that you have to go through, and I think to get the proper communication in what you need, sending 40 plays in is not going to solve anything. So we're pretty selective on what we send in to the league.